Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Later in the hour, we don't care about the AP poll or the coaches poll. We care about the mind of Greg Hargrave. Top 12 teams in college football. As of this week, a moment in time. We'll get to that at 8:35. A lot of talk about the Tigers today. They are playing a playoff game. I know some people are not happy about this baseball team. I haven't been very happy about this baseball team. At the same time, you got playoff baseball to look forward to. And I am looking forward to playoff baseball later today at 1 o'clock.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be some energy. And it's not going to be here in the city. They got to earn a right to host another playoff game, which won't come until the next series. But got to go out there and take care of business today.
Tigers, Guardians, 1 o'clock. Let's get to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you guys?
We're doing good.
We're doing all right. And, I mean, obviously not all the news coming out of the weekend was great. We'll talk about that game. But you lose DJ Reed for now. The possibility of no Terrion Arnold. How does that affect your defense? And who are you leaning on to step up in their absence?
Well, you know, anytime you lose players that have really helped you up to this point, very dependable players, somebody like Reed, you know, and then even with TA, what he's been doing for us, you know, it can have an effect. But that's also why we have, you know, we have a 53-man roster and we have the 16 on practice squad. And look, this isn't our first rodeo. So next man steps up. We can't miss a beat. We'll adjust. We'll make sure that we help our guys out. You know, we don't just throw them out there without any help, and we spread the load throughout the whole team and the three units. So we'll be fine.
We play your locker room speech every Monday for people, and I thought something stood out. You were honest with the guys. You said it wasn't good enough in a game you won by 24 points. I know you're normally, hey, just find a way to win, guy. How do you juggle that when you're talking to your guys?
No, well, I mean, I just think. Look, first of all, you know, we're never going to apologize for a win. They're hard to come by. It takes a lot. There's a lot of preparation, hard work, things that go in it, everything the players lay into it. And so, man, we're going to take any win that we earn, you know, because every win is you've earned it, no matter what it looks like. You found a way to get it. But it's also important to note that, man, there's things that we can be better at. And, you know, if you are facing a different team, if you're not hitting on all cylinders and you're not playing clean football across the board, that can bite you. That can come back and get you. So that's all. It was just, you know, I wanted to make sure that I got that out. But I'm proud of the way that we went in there and we fought and we did what we had to do. We talked about defense, special teams, and then and scoring touchdowns on offense. And we accomplished every one of those.
Offensively, your numbers against a defense like Cleveland are not going to, in general, be as productive or as high as you are against playing against some other defenses. What did you see from especially your offensive line, and let's throw the tight ends in there as well, about playing against that front seven that Cleveland. What was it that stood out to you that they did well, and what needs to be improved upon?
Well, I thought we kept the line of scrimmage clean. That was one thing that I thought we did really well. And you going against an opponent like that, That's what always shows up on Cleveland's tape. You know, you watch that D line, and they're always playing into the backfield of the opposing offensive or offensive lines. And I thought doesn't mean we didn't have some TFLs. Those popped up, but it wasn't necessarily we're giving up all this penetration in the backfield. So I thought we kept the line of scrimmage pretty clean. You know, and I thought we protected the quarterback, man. I thought the job collectively those guys did helping each other out was big. I thought, you know, Panay Sewell, you know, I mean, he can't say enough great things about him. You know, I just thought he played an outstanding game once again. And then Decker over there, man, I thought when they had their one-on-ones, they took care of business in the pass game over there. And we asked a lot of those guys, and both of them really came up in a big way for us. So that was good to see, you know. And really, it was kind of a dirty game, man. That was the kind of game it was going to be, a little bit dirty, a little bit gritty and grimy. And I thought those guys did a heck of a job. You know, you grind out over 100 yards against that defense, and that's a good thing. Now, is it up to our standards? No, but we'll take it.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, looking at the snap counts on defense, and you had three linebackers playing like 90 to 100% of the snaps. Some of that is Derek Barnes and the versatility. What does he unlock for you guys with your defense?
Yeah, he allows us to do so many things. Because really we can flow in and out of a base or slash nickel with him. You know, he can play a little bit of everything. And really, Alex as well. I mean, you can float in between base defense and nickel with those two guys because of their, you know, the blitz ability, the pressure ability, playing the run, and then playing in space and coverage. But as far as Barnes, he can do all of those, and then he can play DN for us and some of these rush packages. So I just feel like, man, he's gotten better and better every game this year. He continues to trend the right way, and man, he's been a force for us, and so he does. He allows us to do a ton of different things.
I know Jared talked about the interception that he threw. That aside, the level of play that he has and the unselfishness of being able to ground a ball, but just his mental capacity to run and operate this offense is right now, is he one of the best that you've seen at the mental side of this game?
Yes. Yes. It's impressive. You know, I'm thankful that I've been able to be a part of this with him now since 21, because I've been able to witness the growth. I've seen it firsthand. And I mean, the guy the way that he processes the information that he's given, that he gives it to the players, that he sees the defense, that he makes alterations, you know, he audibles into things to get us in a perfect play. I mean, it really is now having like a coach, you know, running your offense. He's out there on the field, and that's what we've stepped into with him and what he's done, which that's a credit to him, man. He works through it. He wants to freaking make corrections. He wants to be perfect. He wants to know the why. He wants to know, how can I be better? What is a better check here? What is the right thing to do? And he just continues to learn and grow. And here we go, man. I mean, he's in the prime of his career. He's played for a number of years, and he continues to get better. He continues to learn. And, I mean, that's the essence of what we do in this league, man, whether you're a player or a coach. You should always keep trying to learn and grow and get better. That's where he's at, man. And then, you know, the accuracy that he has goes, you know, is icing on the cake. I mean, you can run this offense and you can make the throws he can make. It's just, I'm glad we got him. I can tell you that.
Does he have more of an edge to him this season? Like, I know yesterday he was asked about, you know, does this prove any questions about the offense? He said, no, keep the questions coming. Like, he seems to be a little feistier now.
I think we've all been feisty for 3 or 4 years now. So no, I don't feel like he's any more feisty than normal. He's competitive, you know?
Last year it was all about, and I know we just talked about the injuries in the secondary. Last year it was all about the injuries up front. I know at some point you're going to start the clock on Aleem McNeil. He mentioned a couple of weeks ago that he was 93-94% ready to go. When do you start that clock, and how is the progress that you've seen for him? What are you hearing? When might you start that clock?
Well, Mac, the other day I was talking to him, and he said, Coach, when I'm 94.6% ready, you tell me, I'll let you go, man. And you guys can put me out there. And I said, all right. So yesterday he said, Coach, I'm 94.6% ready to get after this. So I said, all right, well, let's start his clock. So that's what we're going to do. I don't know how he knows his body that well, but he does. So
where do you get these percentages from? Where does he?
Dude, he's unbelievable, this guy. Listen, he's been trending the right way, and it's been us being conservative with him, making sure that we're smart about this. The guy's put in the work. I mean, he's looked phenomenal. We were talking about, Fish and those guys were talking about in August how good the guy looked and that he may be ahead of schedule. It's just this thing's taken off, and his strength is really good in the knee, and that's the biggest thing is getting the strength and flexibility back in the knee, and he got that pretty quick because of the work that he put into it. And so it's just been about, man, let's make sure we're smart with this, that we reach that minimum threshold as to, okay, man, we know this thing is healed, it's ready, the flexibility's right, the strength is right, he can protect himself and produce. And so he's there, we feel like.
I think there's a player that I don't know that we asked you about in the preseason, and I don't think we've asked you about it since the season started, and it'll be great to get Aleem McNeil back, but describe to us what you're seeing from Tyleek Williams as a rookie up front and the job he has done to this point in the season.
Well, he's gone about his business. It's been quiet production, and what I mean by that, I mean that in a good way. You know, he's another one of these guys that does so many things that maybe not everybody sees. Like, you can't move the guy in the run game. You know, between he and Reeder, you're not moving those guys. But he does a ton. He's got really good feet. He plays with leverage, strong hands, and man, he can bottle up the freaking runs, man. And then he's got sneaky push in the middle. He can get an edge and push. And in the pass game, play action pass, some of those. And so he's been a guy that, man, he continues to get better. And there again, you don't always see it in the stats, but he's doing so much that's helping all these other guys with their stats. And that's what this game's about. That's what defense is about. It's the unselfishness, and he has to do a lot of this dirty work, and he's doing a damn good job with it.
Going back to Aleem just for a second, it's a 21-day window. So would it be safe to say you guys are trying to get him back before the bye week then?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see if we can do that and how comfortable he is. Really, so much of it is about what does he look like, how does he feel.
Right.
I think it would be nice to try to do that if we could, but we're not going to, you know, say for sure, like, all right, this is when you're playing, there's no doubt about it. Let's just see where he's at.
And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about is you guys don't have these letdown spots. Like, Cincinnati did not look good last night. You guys don't overlook opponents. Where does that come from? I know you talked about it's hard for these guys to escape social media, but you've got a resilient group. Where does that come from?
It's our guys. It's our players. You know, these guys, since we've been here in 21, you know, the foundation of this team and every group that comes in after that, They know what the standards are, man. And we got competitive guys. The work, the preparation means something to them, and the competitiveness on Sundays. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you line up across from us. We're going to go play, man. And we're trying to win. We play to win. So that's just the guy's mentality. That's our players. And when the players, when it comes from them, good things happen.
Emphasis with Cincinnati? What is it?
The emphasis is to play clean football in all three phases and win the freaking game.
Love
while you play.
All right. Dan Campbell, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan.
Good luck.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. It's not Dan Campbell. It's 97.1. All right, KG Law, if you find yourself in a car accident, don't mess around. Get someone who cares about you. If you've been on these roads, you know what I'm talking about. There are maniacs out there. If you're injured in a car accident, you need someone who cares, and that's KG Law. 877-KG-CARES, kgcares.com. They specialize in car accidents, which means you get someone who puts in the work to get you the biggest possible payout. Not going to settle for a lowball offer from the insurance company. They know what they're doing. Get my guy, Lawrence KG, 877-KG-CARES, K-A-J-Y, KGCares.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We asked Dan Campbell a little bit about Jared Goff. I got a stat for you, John. This Sunday's game in Cincinnati will be Jared Goff's 70th game as a Lion, officially more than he played with the Rams. And if you look at the side-by-sides, his record with the Rams was 42-27. He's 42-26-1 with Detroit. Carving out a completely new chapter in his career.
Yeah, and I mean, and if you look at both, they kind of followed the same trajectory. Hasn't been to the Super Bowl yet, but he went to a team that was not good, and then they built it around him, built the running game. He took him to a Super Bowl. They've, you know, and we all know, hey, 3-13-1, first year head coach, along with not a lot of weapons, didn't find Amon-Ra St. Brown until the end of the season. The connection between him and Amon-Ra St. Brown is ridiculous. But now all of a sudden, he is playing at an extremely high, unselfish level of football right now.
Like, think about it. He went to the Super Bowl with the Rams, but he's going to be remembered as a Lion. He's playing his best football as a Lion. He's off back-to-back 30-touchdown seasons, 37 a year ago. He never had back-to-back in L.A., and he's well on his way to doing it for a third consecutive year, running the number one offense in football again.
Yeah, and you look at his numbers, and I've seen a lot of these comparisons, right? The, you know, his first 9 years compared to Drew Brees' first 9 years. Or you look at the last couple of years side by side with him and Mahomes. Now, the difference between all of those is, you know, Jared Goff's numbers as a quarterback look better, but Mahomes obviously has multiple Super Bowls.
I know.
Drew Brees has a Super Bowl. So that's the next step for Jared Goff. And I do believe it will happen. I don't know if it happens this year. I don't know if it happens next year, when it's going to happen. But I do believe he is a quarterback that you're going to go win a Super Bowl with.
And I know Dan said the feistiness has been there as, you know, a group for 3 years now. I do think there's something to be said about your coordinator leaves and there's no drop off and all those questions that you hear, but you don't have to acknowledge. Jared does feel a little feistier this year to me anyway.
Yeah, because I mean, it's he's always been the guy. And I mean, what was it at the start of the year? It was his record with Ben Johnson as OC and Sean McVay as OC. And his record with anybody else, not named those two guys. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you're starting to see him be productive and the quarterback that he is with somebody other than Ben Johnson, somebody other than Sean McVay. And who is it? Yeah, John Morton is the one calling the plays, but it's Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the progression, and I know that there was a lot of angst about new coordinator. He has certainly heard all of those things. Whether he wants to admit it or not, it's impossible to avoid. As you mentioned, as you referenced with Dan, right? Social media is there. And you can't completely go into a shell and not see or hear any of it. And it's going to piss you off.
And you can use it as motivation.
Yeah, because people are going to say, well, you can't do this. You can't do that. There's nothing that motivates an athlete more than somebody saying, you can't do this. You're a bridge quarterback.
Yep.
He had to answer those questions. Well, you can't win the big one. You can't go on the road. You can't win in cold weather. He's answered all those questions, yet there are still people that doubt him. So, yes, he is going to have an increased edge every time he has to answer those questions or listen to any of those things.
Well, and then that way, maybe another observation would be, like, Campbell has a feistiness and Goff has a feistiness, and you wouldn't think they're the same kind of feistiness, but in a lot of ways, it's been like a fit like a glove.
Well, and it that is part of it as well. You're going to always resemble your leadership.
Yeah.
You're going to approach the game the way that your leadership does. And that's why leaders matter. That's why the good leadership matters. That's why captains matter. And look at Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's been feisty from the moment he stepped into the facilities at Allen Park. You don't think a part of that is transferable to his quarterback as well?
That's a good point. I mean, I think Goff was at a low point. You need someone to believe in you, build you up.
And together,
not many
they
people
have
better for it than Dan Campbell.
No, Dan Campbell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell.
Bedrocks.
He plays the game with an edge. Taylor Decker, he plays the game with an edge. And we don't know, and I'm not going to sit there and say, you know, Mahogany or Ratledge, they all do that the same way, but there were major doubts coming into the season about those guys, and I think they're playing with an edge as well.
We're going to talk about the Tigers coming up at 8:50. We got Greg Palm. Football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Heather with the news.
Well, as law enforcement officials continue to search for a motive in the Grand Blanc Church attack, local businesses are rallying together to support the church and victims with donations and acts of kindness altogether. So the Great Harvest Bread Company in Grand Blanc has kind of emerged as this like central hub for the community, and it's donating 10% of sales through Sunday to the church. And the owner says that the response has been like immediate and overwhelming. People have been coming in, showing their support. The same thing for other businesses. The Grand Blanc Chamber of Commerce also reports that calls have been flooding in from businesses across the area wanting to contribute. And they're noting, you know, absolutely no question, no hesitation. People are jumping into action. Other local businesses, Parlor Donuts, Cupcakes and Kisses, they're donating portions of their proceeds to help the church community as well. Then I saw a whole big article about how children, the school system was closed on Monday, so
right.
Kids didn't have school. So some kids spent their day creating these little stands, giving away free flowers and like positive messages to people in the community, just trying to uplift spirits. And people were donating to these kids too. They made like $170 in donation to give to the church community. And everyone is kind of just being there to support everyone. Which
one
is,
another. I mean, you see communities rise up and rally.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice to see. So Halloween is right around the corner. And now, you know, you see all the spooky decorations going up in people's front yards, the big 12-foot skeletons. Well, You've probably also noticed that there's a lot of the Spirit Halloween stores popping up.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, the one by us is in, like, an old Art Van building or, you know, whatever, wherever the old now Joann Fabrics are turning into these Spirit Halloweens. And in November, however, something much merrier is on the way. So Spirit Christmas, which I didn't even realize was a thing, will now officially kick off the holiday countdown to Christmas. So some of those Spirit Halloweens will turn into Spirit Christmas stores.
Oh, okay.
So they're expanding. They're going to be opening 30 locations across the Northeast and Great Lakes region, which is like a lot more than they had before. So there's going to be two in Michigan, one in Novi in the West Oaks Shopping Center, and then one in Grand Rapids at the shops at Center Point. So basically it's all things Christmas. Go visit Santa, buy your festive merchandise, and get ready for the next holiday season.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bronner's.
Yes.
Yeah, but who needs Bronner's? Now you got Spirit Christmas.
Yes. Oh.
You got to go.
I would imagine they're on a different playing field.
I would imagine as well.
Yes. A shocking discovery was made on American Airlines, on actually a plane, at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport, North Carolina, on Sunday. So while performing maintenance on a plane that had recently arrived from Europe, staff found the body of a stowaway in the landing gear compartment.
Mm. You say the body, so like...
The person did not survive. Police have confirmed that the person was dead at the scene. Obviously, they also said the airline is working with law enforcement as it investigates. Not a lot of word on exactly what happened, but very shocking, I would imagine, to come across that. After nearly 20 years, a sequel to the Simpsons movie is officially in the works and is slated to be released in theaters in July of 2027. So there's no information on the plot. None of that has been revealed. But the announcement showed Homer grabbing the a signature pink frosted donut. It was covered in sprinkles that had the number 2. And the tagline said, "Homer's going back for seconds." So the new movie will follow up to the first movie, which was released in 2007, made $536 million. This show's been on forever.
It's going to outlast everybody.
Years.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's till the end of time. They've hit on every storyline and plot and covered it all.
Yep.
All right, Heather with the news. Coming up next, Greg's top 12 teams in college football. Oregon getting a marquee win. Where are you going to put them? It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything? And that's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks in the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
It can be brutal on your roof. Give them a call right now. Protect that investment. They'll come out. They'll give you that 17-point inspection and be honest with you about what needs to be done. And if you don't need a new roof, they'll be honest with you. They also provide siding, windows, gutter installation, so they can help improve the security and protection of your home, as well as the curb appeal. You can find them on the web at rapidroofing.com or give them a call at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Tiger fans, sun is out. Playoff baseball is here. Where's the buzz? Where's the excitement? Because late last week, people were excited to call in and rip this baseball team. And I'm not telling you got to be happy about the way they finish, but the playoffs begin today. 1 o'clock, Tarek Skubal on the mound. Where is the buzz at? 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I mean, are you excited at all that they're in the postseason, that Skubal is on the mound today, and if they win, it's not a non-zero chance that they move on, but it looks like if you win game one, looks like, smells like, feels like, you win game one, you're going to win the series. That's the way it has been since Major League Baseball went to the expanded series. There have been 12 opportunities for wild card teams to play a three-game series. In every single matchup, the team that won one is 12-0 in winning those series. So if they go out today and win a Skubal start in Cleveland, and I know how daunting it looks and how daunting it feels, but if you're sending the best pitcher in the American League to the mound and you come away with a victory, odds are you're winning the series.
And that's been your thing, Tigers in two.
Yep.
TIT, Tigers in two.
And that's, I know everyone is very apprehensive. I just don't get the, and maybe you were on that, you know, the kick last week that you didn't want them in. Well, you know what? They're in. They're in the postseason. They're playing. And why wouldn't we want them to beat Cleveland? Is maybe the better way to put it, because there has been so many people that I'm not going to waste my time watching the Tigers. I'm emotionally exhausted. Well, there's a three-game series. That's all right now.
Yeah, guys, this is the payoff of a grueling baseball. Such a long season. It's too long of a season. We can say that. This is the payoff. You get the postseason. And whether you think they're going to win the game or not, I don't, for the record. I still want to see my team in the playoffs. I'm still going to be tuned in, hanging on every pitch, because playoff baseball is not a given. It's rarely been a given for this franchise, and they've got at least a shot. John, they have the advantage position. They're the favorites today. They're the favorites to win the series. And I think some of that is, hey, it's only a three-game series. You gave people the numbers. Game one is crucial.
Yeah.
And Skubal's the best pitcher you could be sending to the mound. So you've got some optimism. You believe in a reset here, yep. Kind of a weight off.
Hard reset.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if fans can fully reset. I mean, that's something you guys can let us know. I'm not going to speak for you, but you got to hope the team can just clean reset this.
And I got to imagine, even if you're of the mindset, hey, they're just going to lose in two, they're not going to win the series, that when that first pitch happens at 1 o'clock today, for 2 hours and 20 minutes, however long it takes, 2.5 hours, you're going to be all in on the Tigers winning that game.
It's just so different than a year ago. We were doing shows a year ago, and
well, the path there was so much different. It was completely flipped.
Yeah, they're the lightning rod, like they're red hot. They're here. They're going to make some noise, and it doesn't feel like they're going to make very much noise. So maybe that's where you guys are at.
And it feels like obviously the script is flipped, where this year it's the Guardians that have made this miraculous recovery and played as a team with their hair on fire going into the postseason. The difference is last year the Guardians won the division. In fact, this year they've won the division. But it wasn't the Guardians that they're playing in that first series. It was Houston. Now they're playing the Guardians in this wild card series, and it's the script is not exactly the same. You get a chance to go out there, and the bats can come alive, and they only have to come alive for two games. Whatever happens in a five-game series, we're not even concerned about that yet.
No.
You don't even believe they're going to get there. In fact, you believe so much that you Costa-locked the Guardians to win the series.
It's my gift to the city of Detroit. I say it from the heart. I truly mean it. I don't think the Tigers win the series. They have an advantage with Scooble on the mound. Stop me if you heard that before. Because I heard it a couple times at the end of the season. And for as much as we talk about a reset button for the team, I do think you could take some weight off their plate. Weight's going to get put back on incrementally as the game goes on. And when Tarek Skubal pitches well, but you don't score any runs, that pressure's going to mount. And this baseball team doesn't play playoff ball. They don't play with the grit they played with a year ago. Cleveland does. Cleveland's the hot team playing the role of Detroit, who will win a wild card series to kick things off. And I don't know how far Cleveland's going to go, but I do know they've got the better pitching staff top to bottom, top five in ERA. And I'm watching a team that can put the ball in play. The last two times Skubal faced Cleveland, well, at least we got Skubal on the mound. Famous last words. They scored 3 total runs. They hit 161 as a team, and they had 29 strikeouts. That's 2 games, 29 strikeouts. So they have the advantage, which they have shown they are more than comfortable blowing. So, yeah, take it as a gift, if you will. I don't think Detroit's winning this series.
So
that doesn't mean I'm turning the game off and pouting. I still want to watch. I'm going to root for my team. I just don't believe they're going to win.
I know the odds makers believe that this is going to be a win for the Tigers. I'm not sure how the odds makers came up with that. If they're going on the theory of they're due, but even if they go and the sentiment, the feeling is that the Tigers don't belong, that the Tigers aren't going to win. And so there is no pressure on this team. I know that they blew the lead, but now that it's 0-0, this team is almost back where they were last year. In fact, they are exactly where they were last year. They're on the road playing a wild card series, and there aren't many people that are giving them any chance to win, including a lot of the loyalists of loyal fans.
Your team, Tigers in 2, TIT. Let us know. 248-539-9797. Get some fans' thoughts on this. Kurt, you're up. You're on 97.1.
I know you love that.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I don't think it would be unprecedented. In 2000, the Yankees limped into the playoffs, ended the season 3-13 with the exact same record that the Tigers are limping into the playoffs now. It's a possibility, and as long as they believe it's a possibility, they go out and play, think they'll be fine. Baseball is a sport where water tends to find its level.
Kurt, do you see a few slight differences between the 2000 Yankees and the Detroit Tigers of 2025?
There were a handful of Hall of Famers on that Yankees team. There's not a Hall of Famer. Well,
maybe
we don't know yet about Skubal, but there's not a Hall of Famer on this team.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but superstars are all over the place. Teams don't win with money all the time. Look at the New York Mets. They didn't even make the playoffs. Huge payroll. Lots of superstars. It's about a team coming together. If these kids believe that they can get it done, they'll have an opportunity to go do it. And I do think a fresh start goes a long way.
Just so people understand, the 2000 Yankees, appreciate the phone call. Jorge Posada with a 5-WAR season where he had a 940 OPS as their catcher, right? Won the Silver Slugger, was an all-star. They had Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams. This is a team that had won
Mariano Rivera was on that team.
Yeah, part of that core four that had already won World Series. Like, they had the pedigree. They had proven it. And while they had scuffled down the stretch, that was a team you trusted to flip the switch. I don't trust the Tigers to flip the switch. I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves. World Series is a completely different conversation.
Right. Well, all we want to do is win a wild card series.
I settle for win today and just give people some reason to believe.
Yeah, yeah. And get that one game lead, which is apparently all you need.
Mike in Livonia, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Go Blue, John.
Go Blue.
So the question is, where are we, Tigers fans, right? Like, where's the enthusiasm that we showed, how pissed off and livid we were for weeks and weeks? I mean, you talk about having no pressure going into the playoffs. Well, you had no pressure being up 16 games in your division and sitting there and blowing that lead. So, you know, it's sad to ask us to be enthusiastic about this team when Scott Harris was not enthusiastic about this team enough to make a trade at the trade deadline and invest into his own team that he put together and instead wanted to push in all of his chips on a bench player called Zach McKinstry or a comeback story called Javier Baez or, you know, Torkelson, who was supposed to be correct, who was supposed to be cut. You know, and it's sad because it's like, all right, you give us Scooble, and it's great. You know, I can't complain about Scooble, and he's an all, you know, superstar in his own right. But who else do you have? So then, why am I going to get my hopes up and actually waste my time investing and hoping that they're going to somehow, you know, retroactively erase everything they did for the last 2 months and have this new spring of players coming out of nowhere that are just going to perform and do their thing and get Scooble, who, by the way, lost the game last week when we needed it the most.
Trouble with
and
the
win a game and actually, right. So I'm done with this team. I'm emotionally done. I don't need to invest anymore.
It's being described on Ticket Text as baseball burnout. Would you self-diagnose?
1,000%. I'm not even turning the TV on. I'm not taking the time off. You know
really?
What? Prove me wrong. Go win. Get me back into the enthusiastic state that I was in. Get me back into, hey, win a couple games, win a series, move on. Then maybe you should ask me as a loyal Tigers fan to be invested back into this team. Scott Harris, thank you so much. We appreciate it because you actually could have invested into this team and actually gave us the confidence that maybe we could do something since you made it.
So, Mike, after having said all that you said, and I agree with you, I think there was nothing done at the trade deadline, that a great opportunity was wasted. But you're not going to watch a series, a three-game series, that they have a chance to win, and then you're going to say, well, I'll be invested for a 5-game series, which they're more likely to lose?
I probably won't be, John. Honestly, can I tell you something? It is burnout, and I don't have faith in this team. There's no way they're winning this. Imagine being the Pistons of 2008 and going into playoffs and knowing that you're just going to get swept. Was I enthusiastic about them? No. Did I invest my time knowing that we're going to get blown out every single game we play against LeBron? No. So then why am I going to waste my time that I could invest into my own family members and my kids and friends and other people in my livelihood and waste it on a team, even though that I love, you know, because their own manager, general manager and president didn't want to invest the same faith that I did season long into the team. And
Mike,
again, it's about the message he sent during the trade deadline. It wasn't so much about what he did. It's the message, dude. You don't believe in your own team, so why should I believe in your own team? As much as I love you, John, I know you believe in this team. But I'm sorry. I'm done.
Look, you're speaking from the heart. Clearly, you're hurt.
Yep.
And baseball burnout, if you want to self-diagnose, 248-539-9797. We also want to know where your head's at with the series starting today. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.